Please take your Bibles today and open up with me to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. We are finishing up our church constitution study that we've been doing over the last several months. And we are finishing up here with two important policies that most churches have. They have a policy of music and they have a policy of missions. Now, your church may have several more policies than that, but most churches have at least those two policies in place. And I want to talk first about our missions policy. Our missions policy. What is a missionary? Why do we support missionaries? How should we help and encourage missionaries? We are going to be considering our biblical understanding of missions through a series of questions today. Now, if you found the text and you're able to, please stand with me out of respect for the reading of God's word. And we're going to look together here at Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. And please follow along as I read. "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, Heavenly Father, I pray for all of those who are listening to this message. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would open up their hearts and their minds. Use the Holy Spirit to open their understanding. And I pray, Lord, that as we dig into the text together, that they would grow a little bit closer to you, that their understanding would be broadened a little bit more about missions. And I just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that we have to gather around your word together. In your name, I pray these things. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Now, this text is one of the most famous texts for missions because it is the call from Jesus to go throughout the world to teach and disciple others about Christ. Now, let's begin with a question. What is a missionary? Well, the term missionary is not from the Bible. It comes from the understanding of those going out to complete a mission. They have a task or a mission to perform, and so they are now identified as a missionary. Really, the beginning idea of a missionary is from Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. Jesus is speaking to his disciples, those who are closely following him, and he tells them to go to all of the nations, making disciples, baptizing them, and teaching them everything that Jesus has taught them during his earthly ministry. Now, that gives us an idea there that those missionaries are those who leave their homes in the pursuit of telling others about Christ. Now, we have a tendency to imagine this as being someone who leaves their home to go to a foreign country to teach others about Christ. Maybe who lives in a grass hut with others around them. But let's consider for a moment who Jesus is addressing. If you think about it, he is speaking to his own disciples. He is speaking to Christians. Jesus is not just addressing a choice group of people. He is calling on all followers of him to tell others about him. So really, we embark as missionaries when we leave our home and go to the corner to tell others about Christ. When we go to the grocery store and tell others about Christ. When we go to our place of work and tell others about Christ. Anywhere that we go and purpose to tell others about Christ, we do so through work as a missionary. Now, there is a classic children's song that goes, "Be a missionary every day. Tell the world that Jesus came to save. Be it in the town or country or the busy avenue, Africa or Asia, the task is up to you." And I remember singing that song as a child, but having the focus of what it means to be a missionary, because we can all be a missionary every day. Let's ask another question here. Who can be a missionary today? Well, really anyone who is a believer in Jesus Christ who wants to tell others about him can be a missionary, especially in a local missionary sense. Those that travel outside of their home city or state or even country to stay and minister to a particular area or people group are those that the Holy Spirit has put that desire on their heart. They are called to bring the word of God forward, much like a pastor is called. Many times those who go on to be a missionary will go through training. Sometimes they will train to be a pastor or a church planter. Sometimes they will learn a new language. And sometimes they will learn a whole new way of living just to be able to reach out to those who do not know Christ. Now, a good missionary will be one whose heart is set on reaching others for Christ, discipling them and teaching them more about Christ, but not just for a limited time, but throughout their entire lives. Now think about it. Just like a pastor, how they will not have a split life. They will be the same, outgoing and ready to serve people that God has called them to be through the end of their lives, always pursuing how they may be used for God's glory. Now, oftentimes, missionaries and pastors and evangelists, they don't really retire. They retire in a sense that they may retire from what it is that they were specifically doing. They may leave the field that they were on and go back to their original home. But they tend to get involved in their church, or they get involved in a local ministry where they're able to continue to use their spiritual gifts for God's glory. And that's a wonderful missionary to partner with. Well, let's ask us another question here. What does a missionary do? What does a missionary do? Missionaries do all kinds of things. Some missionaries go out to start a church. Others go out to train other pastors and even other missionaries. Others still go out to work in a school or at a Christian radio station. Really, missionaries' work is about living a godly life and being an outreach to others around them in areas that are hard to reach with the gospel. That is really their biggest task. Missionaries will work all kinds of secular jobs or go to all kinds of places to reach the lost for Christ. Now consider with me for a moment our missionaries, the Weimers. Dan and Debbie Weimer started off as missionaries in Montana, working to reach Native Americans. From there, they went to Arizona and continued the same ministry for several years among the Hopi tribe. When the doors to that ministry started to close, God moved them to start churches in Alaska. They have worked planting churches in Sitka, Juneau, Palmer, and are now in Wasilla working to build a church and plant seeds in the local schools through Bible Club Ministries. God has used them in many different ways, but their mission is to continue to tell others about Christ and to point people to the scripture. And that has not changed. Even now, as they enter retirement, their goals remain the same. In fact, much of their goals are remaining the same. They're doing the exact same thing they were doing beforehand. They're living in the same place. They're reaching out to the same people. But even if they retired and did something different, their goals still would remain the same. They would still be working to reach people for the cause of Christ. Well, let me ask another question here. What does it take to be a missionary? Well, it takes someone who has the desire to serve others and a desire to reach others for Christ. Now, if you have that desire, I would suggest that you start cultivating your talents for missions in your ministry right now, from your home and in your church. Now, many times people say that they want to be an evangelist or a pastor or a ministry worker of some kind or even a missionary, but they never put it into practice in their lives. Instead, what they do is they go out to school. They go for a degree, they graduate, they head to their mission field, and then they realize that it wasn't what they were really expecting, or it is especially hard because they weren't really prepared because they had no experience. And sometimes it doesn't work out because they were more focused on the adventure of it all and didn't think about all the hard and dirty bits. And think about it this way. It takes the willingness to do anything for the cause of Christ to be a missionary. You have to be willing to go out and go wherever God has called you to go and do whatever God has called you to do. To go to Alaska in the middle of the winter. To leave your home in the area that you've known all your life for a strange new world. Thinking again of the Weimer family, Dan became the janitor at a local school to both supplement their income and to make connections with people. Let me ask you this. Would you be willing to clean toilets all day at an elementary school just to be a godly influence to the children there? That's the life of a missionary. Now, let's ask another question here. What is our responsibility towards missions? Our responsibility as Christians is to teach and disciple others about Christ. Missionaries are those who exist in the body of Christ who are helping the body of Christ to grow. We should support and help the goal of missions. All right, another question. Why do we support missionaries? Well, we support missionaries because we delight in helping those work to reach others for the Lord in areas that we cannot go. I'll give you a personal example. Tracy and I donate to a group called the Pocket Testament League. Years ago, a church in the Sacramento area, Faith Baptist Tabernacle, got us involved with the Pocket Testament League. They make these little books of John that are pocket size that you can give out to other people. And we provide opportunities for people and even churches to get about 30 of these free every month so that they can go out and give the gospel to areas that we cannot. Now, we get digital thank yous all the time from all over the world. In Montana, a woman named Amber gave her pocket-sized Johns out at a local food bank that she volunteers at. Jordan in Whitehall, New York, gave his out of the center that focuses on healing for those who have gone through trauma in the military. Charles in Lebanon, Ohio, passes them out on his daily walks as he goes out. He goes out and he passes out these books of John and he prays with people and he just tries to give encouraging words to people. Bridget in Raleigh, North Carolina, keeps them in her car and passes them out wherever she goes to make sure the gospel is shared. Lino in Malta passes them out in hospitals as they go for a visit. Ryland, a 15-year-old in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, shares them with his classmates to tell them about Jesus. And the list goes on. Now, these are all missionary opportunities. These are all people who are serving as a missionary to areas that we can't personally go. We're here in California. We can't go to New York or we can't go to Malta. But here we're supplying something for these people, these local missionaries that can go out and reach others for the cause of Christ. And we delight in partnering with them. And when we support missionaries, we partner with them. We are not paying them a wage. We are sacrificially giving to them in order to help them accomplish their goals of reaching others for Christ. And we should feel that sacrifice as they feel the sacrifice of going. It is a loving partnership between believers to reach the end goal of reaching the world for Jesus Christ. Now, our missionaries are doing a great service for the Lord. They should be honored and revered for their life sacrifices. That should not all come down to money that we give either. It should come from an open heart on how we pray for them and how we connect with them and even how we help them in their ministry. All right, one more question. How should we help and encourage missionaries? Well, there's many ways that we can help and encourage missionaries, our missionaries, and even other missionaries. I'll tell you, here at the church, we get letters on a regular basis and calls and emails from people who are going out to the field, and they're all looking for support in some way. And although we cannot financially support everyone, we can take some time to offer our thanks, and we can also offer our prayers. And we need to be praying for our missionaries. We need to be praying for them as we bring our monthly requests or updates here in the church. We need to take time during the week to be praying for our missionaries. We need to be praying for their work and praying for opportunities for them to minister. We need to pray that we can help support them financially. Pray for the support that they receive. Most missionaries, when they're out on the field, Many times they don't even leave with 100% support. They get out to the field and they try to get more support and such from there. And many times missionaries don't have full support. What you might have is full support in your household, considering all the things that you have for your budget that you have to work out for that month. Most missionaries have about 75% support or less. And they just pray about where that support's going to come in from. We should be praying for our missionaries that they are well supported. And if a missionary is in town, take the opportunity to provide meals or even a place for them to stay. Missionaries often need a place when they are at home on furlough. Pray for more laborers that can help out our missionaries. Send care packages and meaningful expressions to your missionary. They would appreciate it. Think about it this way. A lot of these missionaries are out on the field. They don't know what to expect, or many times they didn't know what they were going to expect when they got out there. And many of them may be homesick. They would love to hear from people, especially from their hometown. We can also be building a relationship with our missionaries. Missionaries are simply ordinary people like you and I who have left their comfort zone to minister to a new place that God has sent them. Again, imagine that you're out in that foreign area, first time being out there, or just maybe you've been out there for a few years. What would you miss about being back home? What would you miss from your being back in the States or from your home place that you would want to hear from someone, or you would love to get something in the mail, something that connects you to that? Really, what would bring you comfort? Just being a friend or writing a letter to your missionary can make a world of difference in their lives. Now, in closing, consider with me Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 38. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Now, as Jesus said, the harvest truly is plentiful. There are so many today around the world that do not have the resources such as a Bible or a Bible teacher to help them learn about Jesus Christ. I meet people here, even around town, that have never heard the gospel one time, who have never opened up the Bible for themselves. We need to send the laborers. And we also need to prepare our own hearts for the fact that we may be those same laborers. We may be praying for others to go out, and God may be preparing our hearts now to be those people who go out. God may be working in us even now to go somewhere specific to reach the lost for Christ. We are called to go and be the light to those even in our community. And we need to be making connections even now, praying for our neighbors and praying for opportunities to give an encouraging word, to share a Bible verse, to share a tract or a Gospel of John, or even have an opportunity to share the gospel with someone. God has a purpose for our lives, and one of the biggest purposes is for us to be obedient to him and to go and share with others his gospel. Lord and Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time that we've been able to open up your word and look at together what is missions. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would work in our hearts and our lives. I pray that you would help us to understand what missions is all about. I pray that we would embrace missions, that we would love on our missionaries more, that we would get to know them more so that we can reach out and encourage them. And I pray most of all, Lord, that you would change our hearts. I pray that we would be the people that would go out into our local ministry and into all the world to preach and teach the gospel. Please use us to fill these places of ministry that need people so bad to go out and to give your word to the lost. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to serve you. Help us to be obedient to you today. In your name I pray these things. Amen.